So the nature changes, yes. In what sense? In the sense that human nature, which before ordination was incapable, what a change, of telling a sinner, I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's quite a change. Or pronounce over bread and wine, this is my body and this is my blood, and Christ becomes present. So I would not use the word quasi-incarnation, but find some other language. God asked Our Lady to consent to be the mother of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Does she also give her consent when baptism makes us her children? Yes. Yes. And not only her consent, but that it is her intercession. I think I can share this with you because it's such a wonderful experience. This morning, I got a call from Europe. And I'm going from Washington to Prague and then give some lectures in Slovakia. Well, they finished the translation of the Catholic Catechism into Czech. So they're going to meet me at the airport. And my Jesuits in Slovakia tell me that the communists have just gutted the faith of millions. So Our Lady is praying, interceding with her son for the restoration of faith to those millions of people who've been robbed. And now you sisters, you have sisters in Slovakia now? You're not sure? You're not sure? Well, if you're not sure yet, you'll find out if you don't have, you're going to have some. But, and the first time that I put it this bluntly, what we need is lay catechists in these countries that have been liberated from communism. How many of you, your sisters, I cannot ask, how many of you would be interested in going to one of those countries for at least, say, a year or so to evangelize? How many hands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you. I won't give your names, but I will tell my Vatican superiors. That's what the Protestants are doing by the tens of thousands. And they're spending more, there's their billions in, as they say, converting Catholics from the Babylon, which is Rome. I've given you the figure. Rome's figures are 40 million Catholics in Latin America have been robbed of their Catholic faith since the Second Vatican Council. 40 million. The average is now over 1 million a year. And most of those, quote, converts to Protestantism, most of those have been led away from the Catholic faith by lay evangelists. We need you. The church needs you. Thanks for putting up your hand. I didn't ask that question casually. So Our Lady is behind it. Because somebody has to do it. People can't get the faith and just drop like rain from the sky. Somebody who has the faith must show it. A priest of Mass has this morning said, quote, the Muslims will be saved by virtue of their reading, of their leading virtuous lives, unquote. I talked to him privately after Mass and told him that was liberal thinking and not true. He said, so you are judging them, are you? I said, no. I leave that to God. I'm making a judgment on whether your treatment is true or false, whether your judgment on whether your statement is true or false. I told him he was wrong. It was very painful for me to do this. Who wants to tell our priest they are wrong? Was I right in doing so? Yes, you are right, and all of you. And I know the missionaries of charity, and I love them. How many hours I've spent in conversation with Mother Teresa on this subject. In other words, of course, people can be saved, provided they have not had the true faith taught to them, and they're living up to whatever knowledge of God's truth they possess. However, to the Muslims believe in polygamy. Everyone. Is that Christ's teaching? Can I tell people you can be a polygamist and you'll be practicing virtue? Well, maybe the husband will think so, but the wives won't. Pardon me. Without identifying the university, I was a visiting professor here by the university. And one of the graduate students was doing his thesis on polygamy, defending polygamy, doctoral thesis. I was informed by the dean that I'd be one of the assigned readers. I had no choice. So then I went back with the thesis and I said, look, you know I cannot pass judgment on this thesis because I don't think we can defend polygamy. So the dean said, you know what this means? I said, sure I do. I resigned from the faculty. I lost my job. Oh, how long I could talk, how much I could say. In the Quran, the Muslims are told to try to convert Christians who are idolaters from believing that the Son of Mary is the Son of Allah. Is he? Sure. Son of God. Sure. The Quran tells them to try to convert Christians from that idolatry. If persuasion does not work, then coercion. If coercion does not work, then Christians must be, that's the Quran, must be killed. Unquote, the Quran. Oh, how naive people can be. Thank you for the question. Oh, what instruction priests need. Dear Lord, teach your priest the truth. Can a Lutheran minister bless crucifixes? Yeah, he can make what looks like a sign of the cross. He can make a saying, but are they blessed? No. Is it okay to have a mass said in honor of the Blessed Mother on Mother's Day? Oh, sure. Also, one in honor of God our Father on Father's Day. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there would be no fathers unless there was God, first of all. A Lutheran, I just spoke to said that a minister tells them that they are receiving the body and blood of Christ. Yeah, okay. And my good friend at Western Michigan, when I taught there for 5 years, remember? An experiment of the Jesuits. Get a copy of the book, by the way, The Hungry Generation. It's worth reading. Book that I wrote after I finished my 5 years at the university. But there was a Lutheran minister on campus. They were good friends, PhD in theology. So we talked about the real presence and so on. So finally I pinned him down, because he'd been telling people that they're receiving the body and blood of Christ. Well, what do you mean? So he explained, and he knew his Lutheran theology. But of course he was a Lutheran. Said no, whatever his name was. Now when you were ordained, what happened to you when you were ordained? What happened to me? I was ordained. I became minister. And I kept pushing him, and finally he knew theology well. So I said, well, you aren't ontologically different. Ontologically different. He says, well, for that we know. Well, I told him, when I was ordained, I became ontologically different. I have powers that I didn't have before my ordination. This is where Luther comes in. 15 years he'd been a priest, and he gave up, as you know, his faith. And by the way, hear it. The main reason why Martin Luther broke with the Catholic Church had nothing to do with justification by faith. Nothing, to use Anglo-Saxon. In one word, it's spelled S-E-X. Luther could not control his passions. See, he invented a very clever theory. We are helpless, absolutely helpless. Our wills cannot choose. Some people get the grace to get to heaven, and they'll be saved. Others don't get the grace, poor dears. They won't make it. Luther convinced himself that he had the grace. So, Luther then, after he broke with the Catholic Church, he was troubled, as you can imagine. Who wouldn't be? Conscience problems. So they invented, I must have told you this, invented the theory of the ubiquity of Christ's presence. Ubiquity. Ubiquity. As U-B-I-Q-U-I-T-Y. Ubiquity. The Latin word for everywhere is ubique. 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 So ubiquity means the everywhereness of Christ. The everywhereness of Christ. I must have given you the syllogism, haven't I?
No.
Every syllogism has three parts. Part one, part two, and then the conclusion. Part one. Is this true? Jesus Christ is God. Is that true?
True.
Second premise. God is everywhere.
True.
Is that true? Therefore, Christ is everywhere.
True.
Millions, hundreds of millions have been deceived, and by now millions of Catholics are being deceived. Is Christ God? Of course He is. Is God everywhere? Of course He is. May I ask, before the angel appeared to Our Lady at Nazareth, was God everywhere? Was God everywhere?
Yes.
Was God in Mary before she conceived Jesus?
Yes.
Was He in Mary?
No.
He better be, otherwise there wouldn't have been a Mary. Right? What happened? The moment she said, "Be undone to me according to your word," what happened? The God who was everywhere as God became present how? Became present? Became present as man. And that's it. And whatever I teach you during this coming year, build on that. This is it. God had been everywhere. God would have been everywhere without the incarnation. As I've told you, I'm sure, more than once, my favorite definition of nothing is where God is absent. Wherever anything exists, God must be present. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist. As was the case before God created the world. Before God created the world, did nothing exist, or did something exist? Before God created the world, did anything exist?
God existed.
Before God created the world, did anything exist?
No, only God.
Well, back to my question. Did anything exist before God created the world? I know you've already said it, but I want to make sure that you get it straight. So, before God created the world, did any being exist?
No.
Any?
For the angel.
Before God created the world, did any being exist?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean? Did God exist before He created the world?
Yes.
Did God always exist?
Yes.
Does God have to exist?
Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
Does God have to exist?
Yes. No. No. He can do whatever He wants to do. We can't answer that. We don't have the knowledge.
Does God have to exist?
Yes.
In fact, that's who God is. God is the being who must exist. But what I'm sharing with you is not ABCs. This is so basic. Of course, God, we don't even want to use the past tense, existed. God simply exists. He always did, always will, He must exist. But before He created the world, did anything except God exist?
No.
Before God created the world, did anything except God exist?
No.
No. No.
To create means to make something out of. So before God created the world, what else except God existed?
Nothing.
Nothing. So whatever exists, exists only because, watch it, God both created it and continues exercising the same omnipotent power he used when he brought what did not exist into being. He sustains us. God used the same omnipotence now for each one of us every moment to keep us in existence that he used the moment we came into being. And though our parents provided our bodies, our soul was created out of nothing at the moment of conception. Now back to the question. Did God have to become man? No. Did he want to become man? Yes. When God became man in the womb of Mary, that child in Mary's womb, which he carried for 9 months, was, we believe, her creator in the human flesh that she gave him. And now it is that human nature that Mary gave her son, which after Christ then was born, lived, suffered, died, rose from the dead, and the night before he died, changed bread and wine into his body and blood. So then, the Holy Eucharist is what?
Jesus.
It is Christ. Of course, with his divinity. But the most important statement we can make is with his humanity. Except for Mary, there would not have been an incarnation. So Mary, there wouldn't be a Eucharist. At the Last Supper, our Lord could have said, "This is my body." He didn't. But he could have said, "Which I receive from my mother." And over the chalice, he might have said, "This is the chalice of my blood, which I receive from my mother." And it is 3:00. And gosh, I feel guilty, but Sister, you're superior. Can I? Not more than closer to 5 minutes. Not more than 10 minutes. Okay. See what happens. Never sure of these questions. What is a Roman Catholic to make of all this talk about out of the body experiences? Did Lazarus have an out of the body experience? Where did Lazarus' soul go after he died and before Jesus raised him from the dead? Well, separated from the body, and where did he go? Well, where the souls of those who died in the Old Testament went, awaiting Christ's ascension. So out of the body experience. Oh my gosh. Listen, you don't have to read any of these fancy books. The moment our body dies, remember what I told you, we never die. None of us will ever die. Our body dies. Then, after our body dies, there it is. There we have out of the body experiences. We better have. We better have.